This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To go. This is the presentation today of the DJV Experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, making your day wonderful. There'll be things you'll think about at the end of the day that make it memorable, and hopefully some of the inspiration comes from us with our brilliant overview of what's going on in the world. For example, what's worth celebrating today is a question that I always ask as I try to find things that will endear us to you. The mind process that I go through amazes my closest friends and colleagues. Today is the 8th anniversary of the day the U.S. stock market bottomed out after suffering through the 57% decline triggered by the financial crisis, triggered by the inauguration of Barack Obama. You can blame it on anybody or anything that you want. Mostly blame it on the banks because in a manner of speaking, I'm certainly no apologist for Barack Obama, but I'm not sure he had, at least initially, anything to do with the fog that was created by the financial situation. So today is the 10th anniversary of all of that. The markets and how things have changed. Did I say 10 years? It's 8 years, excuse me. From last, it was 2009. Right, he was elected in 2008, and he went into office 2009. So it would be 8 years ago this week. The stocks were in a free fall, no end in sight. The Standard & Poor's 500 stock index and the Wilshire 5000 peaked on October 7th, 2007. And as of this date, which was March 9th, 2009, they were off 57%. Wow. That was the bottom. Man, oh, man. Well, actually, over the next few weeks, things really bottomed out. And I don't, in my business, the advertising business, I never acknowledged it was a recession. It was a depression. Because from that, I don't mind admitting it. I had a lot of good years from late 2002 until just about this time. In 2008, 2000, the end of 2008, early 2009. So what I was getting a dollar for in terms of advertising on this program went down to 30 cents on the dollar and then went to 10 cents on the dollar and has never really recovered until just about now. We're putting the pieces back together to reinvigorate the advertising support that I have. But I'm an independent producer of radio programs. And so I was at the forefront of change after after September 11th. I was good for 4 or 5, 6 years, and then the bottom completely fell out. And you see it. It's not too much of a secret. People know who listen to radio with regularity. Limbaugh talks about it with some frequency. He's pretty. When I hear him talking about the business, I like to listen to her because he's very knowledgeable, comes from the same sort of core as I do and a lot of the other people that have been in the radio business for a long time that have done more than one thing. Limbaugh was a jock, he was a news guy, and then a talk person like I am. And so you go back and you understand the experience of working for somebody than working for yourself. And for the first 3 or 4 years of Rush's existence, he was partnered with a fellow that used to run ABC Radio. He came east to work with this fellow when he was doing a program in Sacramento. discovered by a guy who was a consultant for me, as a matter of fact. Very good guy, very interesting. They put it all together and didn't know what it was going to do. Didn't know where talk radio was going to go. Neither did I when I started doing it in 1974. I started doing this program in 1988 and scratched and clawed my way up, not looking for a pat on the back, just as me. I knew I couldn't work for a big company because I don't have that sort of mentality. I'm not great at saying yes to people who are stupid. So under that scenario,
I think that's a Scorpio thing. Scorpios Scorpios and Aries don't tend to like work well for others. They're better at starting their own business and being their own boss.
So fast forward to where we are today. Look at the curve. I'm looking at a graph that's in the Wall Street Journal today, going from March 9th of 2009 to March 8th yesterday, where the S&P index closed at 2363. On this date in 2009, it was at 677. You realize what a fabulous endorsement that is of companies in America, or people at least, the companies that are listed on the stock exchanges. The same thing is really true of the Dow Jones average and some of the other ones that are used to clock what's going on the stock. Now, the gain since Donald Trump was inaugurated is really spectacular. It's not about politics. For whatever the reason, the people who are in businesses that are on Wall Street that are listed think that he's going to, in some way, shape, or form, make the atmosphere better for these public companies, and so people are buying them. And so good luck to all of us. That's all I can say. I mean, all of the other things, the sideshow of what's reality here, and I say that because I'm looking at some of the things that happened yesterday on Women's Day, whether this was something that was coterminous. The fellow who ran with Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, a senator from Virginia, right? His son, 24-year-old Linwood Kaine, was arrested yesterday in Minnesota at the state capitol after he disrupted a rally which was being presented in support of President Trump. There were 50 other counter-protesters. His nickname is Woody Kaine, one of six people arrested when they were part of this anti-Trump group at the State House in St. Paul. Suspicion of second-degree rioting. I didn't realize the
word. What's the difference between second degree and first degree rioting? The first degree, I don't know. Right. You're guilty of rioting in the first degree.
Apparently there were a few fist fights that broke out, and he was involved in one of them. What? You're so involved in this stuff, you're going to have a fist fight with somebody? What are you, nuts?
I think those moments, you know, like, I've seen those clashes here in New York, and people get so, it's like they instantly see red, you know, and it doesn't matter what side you're on. It's the tensions that are happening right now in this country. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. People go 0 to 60 in half a second.
I had an altercation with somebody yesterday. I went to an office over on Barrington, which is off of Olympic, Jennifer, an area where there's a great chiropractor over there that I go to see. And so when I go into the parking garage, the guy tells me to go park on level 3 or 4 or whatever. So I did. He said, just takes any open space. So I went up to the third floor and I parked at a place. And it says on the sign in front of reserve for Dr. Mopufki, whoever it was. So I parked and I went into the office. And about an hour later, I came back up and there was a note on the car in red ink. Do not park here. Okay, so I was told that's what to do. That's what I did. So I got in the car, and both phones were ringing. So I answered one phone and take care of it, and then another one. And then I'm looking at some of the texts and messages, so I'm sitting there. And I actually got in the start of the car, and I was ready to move when the phone started ringing. So I just sat there, and I went through. It was about 40 minutes later, and the lady pulls into the space next to me, gets out of the car, starts screaming at me. You stupid son of a bitch, what are you doing in my parking space? And I looked at her and I shook my head. I was deep in thought on something else. And I said, gee, I'm sorry, I was told to park here by the guy downstairs. No, this isn't your first rodeo. Don't give me that blank.
Whoa.
And I put the window down. She reaches in and is just yelling and shaking her fist at me. And she's a doctor in this building. And so I looked at her and said, lady, what is the matter with you? And she starts screaming at me some more. So I said, don't talk to me like that. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? Who do you think you are? You parked in my space. I said, okay, I admit that I parked here, and I'm sorry. And so I'll move. I'm going to call the police. Oh my God. She's yelling and screaming at me. So I looked at her. I said, I feel sorry for you. Haven't you got anything better in your life than to yell at me because I was in your parking space? What's the matter with you? And then she screams even more. So I backed up and I left. I told the guy downstairs, you know, please don't tell people to park in line.
Are you sending people to the wolves? What are you doing?
Send people upstairs to the top of the building. But just that, I mean, I'm thinking about it now. My stomach gets upset because I don't like that stuff. I'm not good at altercation and confrontation at all. But I'm not going to take it if I think I'm being abused. And I think that's what you don't do. You don't give in to that sort of stuff. But then you wonder, as I drove away, I'm thinking to myself, why did I even bother to respond to her at all? I should have just backed up and left rather than give her more.
It's not bad to not be good at confrontation. Why would you want to? I mean, if we're saying that she's good at confrontation, why would you want to be anything
like that?
Yeah. I couldn't imagine how she is. I don't know what kind of doctor she was. But she was, man.
She was probably a shrink.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Anger management there.
Just to make it funnier. But I feel like that's the thing. Like, I don't know. They're just, maybe it's a national thing that's happening. It's just, there's so much tension.
Everybody's so angry about everything.
Everybody is. I mean, we went to the opera on Friday night, and, you know, most of the men were in tuxedos, and on the way out of Lincoln Center, there was a kind of a flurry and a rush for cabs, which often happens right there in front of Lincoln Center, and it's very disorganized. And so Lewis had flagged a cab down, and ran ahead of me, and so I'm in heels, so I'm trying to run behind him. And this older, well-dressed gentleman just starts cursing him out, and as I'm approaching, I'm like, what is going on? And the guy was just accusing Lewis of trying to steal his cab, and Lewis was trying to wait for him to close the door so he could get to the cab that he had actually flagged. But this guy literally just saw red instantly. And I wanted to be like, wait a minute, we just saw a beautiful opera. I just watched you and your wife walk out. You look lovely. Just, what are you doing? Why are you ending the night like this? Yeah. It was so unnecessary.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's so unnecessary.
Yep.
So did you get the cab?
Oh, yeah. But we weren't, I'm not his cab. No, we
punch
already had
the guy
one.
Out.
Yeah, right. People need to just take a collective
deep breath. My God, thank you. And listen, have some fun with it. I finally, when I was thinking about this lady, I was thinking about how sad it was. And I started laughing to myself, and I laughed out loud, actually. I looked at myself in the mirror and thought, whoa, what is that? All right, 19 past the hour, food for thought time.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose, so don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash back match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're doing Throwback Thursday now. This is our attempt every week to bring the musical perspective from today back a bit. Sometimes we're in the 60s, sometimes in the 70s, the 80s. Today, it's this week in 1990, starting with the number five song. Paula Abdul and the Wild Pair with Opposites Attract. Who were the Wild Pair?
It was a cartoon cat.
Oh, really?
DJ Scat Cat, right?
DJ Scat Cat, very good.
Woo-hoo! Hey. Opposites Attract. So what? At this point in her career, where was she, Paula Abdul, musically speaking?
This was the height.
The height, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's gone on, though, to keep reinventing herself. Is she still as much a factor as she had been?
She's going out on a new tour with... I'm seeing her, actually. It's Paula Abdul.
I think it's Boys to Men,
mm-hmm.
or Belle Biv DeVoe. Right. I can't remember. And New Kids on the Block.
That's going to be a really fun night.
I know. I'm going to the Hollywood Bowl. It'll be great.
Nice.
Sure. Okay. All right. That's number five this week from Paula Abdul. Number four belongs to Alana Miles, called Black Velvet.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Week in 1990, the focus of our music. Tell me about her. I don't remember much about her.
I feel like
One hit wonder,
was it? Yeah.
Which is too bad, because this is such a good song. And she had a cool-sounding voice. Like, she could have done, like, rock country. And I don't know whatever happened to her.
Hmm. All right. Well, don't look to me for an answer to that one. Number three, the B-52s. Now we're getting into it. It's a song called Rome, number three this week in 1990. I kind of like the B-52s, but I remember they're not around though still, are they?
Oh, yeah. They tour every year. Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Yep. They have a devoted fan base.
Who's in the band?
All the originals.
Really?
French Snyder and
Kate. What's her name? Is it Kate Pearson? No.
Yeah, that sounds right. And I forget the other girl's name. Really? But yeah, they just put out a DVD a couple years ago, a live DVD, and it was actually really good.
Was it?
Yeah, I watched it. It was a great show. They're just so happy. You just can't help but be happy when you listen to them.
Nothing wrong with being happy. I'll tell you, this next group I thought of as being happy. Roxette isn't an individual, it's a group, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Song number two this week in 1990 is called Dangerous by Roxette.
This is the only dud for me on this list so far.
The only dud?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Does everybody use that?
Well, I don't know that I remember this song is what I'm getting at. I mean, I remember Roxette. I just don't know if I remember this one. This wasn't as big as the one that went to Pretty Woman. That song must have been Love when she's in the limo in the backseat.
Great
like,
song.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, so speaking of great, you might consider this to be a great song. Janet Jackson was number one during This Week in 1990 with Escapade.
Loved it.
Love, love.
I used to want she to wear a pair of earrings in this video that were hoops with a key on the end of it, and I wanted those earrings. Oh, boy.
Kara, if memory serves me correctly, you weren't even in the womb yet when this was popular, right?
Don't say that. You'll make Jen feel really bad.
Oh, it does. It makes me feel terrible.
All right, so Janet Jackson, who, speaking of being in the womb, how's she doing with her baby that was born a couple of months ago?
Apparently great.
Okay?
Yeah.
Home front? Yeah.
I don't think she's released a name or a picture yet, but she's pretty private these days, so she may
that's
not.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Why does it have to be public, all this stuff?
Yeah, that's true.
It have to be public. She and her husband, who is somewhat older than she, if I remember correctly, wasn't
he's
it?
Younger.
He's younger, yeah.
Oh, he's younger. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
She's 50 and just had a baby. Yeah. I mean, it's insane.
Crazy.
So there's hope for you, Victoria. You can hold out till you're 50. All right.
I thought you were going to say me, too. Jeez.
Well, you too. Yeah, I'll tell
you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, so there it is, our overview of the top five songs this week in 1990. Opposites track Black Velvet, Rome, Dangerous, and Escapade, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, nothing establishes a relationship faster than sharing confidences, either between humans or between humans and animals. And in their own way, pets can talk to you. They may whine at the back door when they want to go out. They may groan with pleasure after a meal or during a nap. They may become frantic and anxious when another animal comes into their yard. They can tell us in their own way when they're not feeling well physically or emotionally. It really is possible to tell what an animal is thinking. If you can just move aside your human ego for a few moments, you'll be able to read the messages in your dog or cat's eyes. And just because it never occurred to you to try to carry on a conversation with your schnauzer or your pointer doesn't mean it's too late. It's up to you to find the time for some silent communication. Take a 10-minute break every day for some silent talking to your pets. Did you find? Tell them, ask them about their day. Tell them about your day. It makes all the difference in the world. You know, realistically, the more time you spend talking with your pets, the bigger their vocabulary and the better relationship you'll have for a lot of years to come. I promise. I'll more next time.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
After the hour on the DJB Experience, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The source of all knowledge, the font, excuse me, of all knowledge. I am like the sage of the East.
You're an oracle.
I am an oracle. Thank you very much.
And oracle of Dougie. Aye.
So there are three women in the news today that I would like to tout in a very positive light, frankly. Three of them, they all are very visible, and they all are highly touted and well thought of. I think the mood is growing in support of Ivanka Trump, for example. Not that she's been a focus, but certainly that line of clothing, that fashion line, has been the subject of much consternation. Boycotts and Nordstrom no longer carrying it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you look at how the line is doing online, the numbers are going up, 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 and up. There are a lot of people who are watching this because of private company, because of her name, because the news media is trying to make them look bad, and it's very hard in this circumstance to make her look bad. I think it's hard to make any of them, any of these ladies today. I think Ivanka Trump, in my mind, all of these people I'm going to talk about are appealing in different ways, but maybe in the same way. Ivanka Trump is smart. She has a lot of energy, and she doesn't seem to be pushed off or aside by the events that surround her. Same can be said, I think, in a lesser way of Melania. Her stock is going up. I guess there are a couple of different measures, for whatever the reason, the number of negative comments online, whatever it is that people use to figure out how visible these people may or may not be and what the positive versus negative comments are. And Melania's stock is going up. And then there's Michelle Obama, who is, although I said to Victoria before I started doing this, she said they always want to know, the ladies want to know where it is that we're going. And sometimes I tell them and sometimes I don't. But I didn't make a comment about Michelle, because the headline in the less than accurate Huffington Post today is about Barack Obama and his wife, and the story starts out with the following line. This is a news source, supposedly, ladies and gentlemen. When Barack Obama left the White House, not only did we lose our beloved president, but we also said goodbye to our fearless First Lady. Okay. So there are a couple of adjectives in there that would want to beg for quantification when it came to news.
Was this an opinion piece, though? Wrote like a blog post about it?
Let me just go backwards and I'll answer.
Because if this is, question. I agree with you, if it's supposed to be like a news story, there's no news there. That's just someone's opinion.
No. The story is what Obama's been up to since leaving the White House. And it was written by Monica Sisavat, and then goes through a lot of, there is not much focus, actually. The headline is very misleading because the story is not about him at all. It's about her and what she's been up to and how likable she is. I think she is likable. I think she's very smart. I think, you know, she has figured out how to use all of this stuff that she was exposed to. I don't think anybody thought that she was a dummy. During the first campaign, during her time in the White House, she did a lot of good things. And so she's highly thought of. And that seems to be, you go back to think about Laura Bush, for example. I don't think there was ever anything controversial about her ever that showed up. I can't remember anything negative about her. Can't say that about Hillary Clinton. But she was the first one to really sort of separate the image of First Lady from what it had been. Think about before Bill Clinton.
She modernized it.
Barbara Bush was the first lady.
Barbara Bush was a little controversial, wasn't she?
Well, because she's a tough cookie. She's very feisty when it comes to her own opinions and how she takes care of the family. I never had any problem with her. I thought she was swell. Right. Anyway, go ahead, Jennifer. What are you going to say?
Oh, no, that was it. I was just trying to think. I mean, Laura Bush wasn't very controversial. Michelle Obama really wasn't. I mean, a lot of people just liked her.
Yeah.
But you think, I mean, obviously Hillary was, because she was very strident. She worked on her own plans, health care and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then before that, I was just thinking Barbara Bush was probably a little controversial, only because there was a lot about how she looked like a grandma, but yet she was, you know, she wore the pants in the family, and people would always make those kind of comments about Barbara Bush.
Well, but she would never let George would say something on a campaign trail in support of, for example, in support of what he was saying, even though what he was saying wasn't what he really felt. She was clear on that. Yeah, George Bush doesn't belong. I remember once, it was quite famous, when George Bush was on the campaign trail, he was talking about the woman's right to choose or Planned Parenthood or something. And it was a fairly negative comment. And Barbara Bush said, you know, she started to laugh, actually, in public, saying he doesn't believe that at all. He doesn't, you know, and it was really pretty interesting. And they had to quick shuffle her off and then move on. And he never, ever again said anything about a woman's right to choose or abortion. After that, there was never a word said.
Wow.
From George Bush about that issue. And it was because Barbara basically got in his face when he said what what he thought people wanted to hear versus what he really thought. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of...
Was Nancy Reagan controversial? I mean, I've heard things that, you know, she was, and I think it's true, but, you know, that she was very involved with a lot of his speeches and stuff towards the end. Either he was losing his hearing or something.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't there about that?
Yeah, there was a lot of that behind it. It's kind of like Woodrow Wilson's wife, who basically took over running the country last year and a half because he had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't much good to begin with. He was a horrible president, but... You know, he basically got us into World War. He really, and then there are those who argue that his wife was the reason, but the World War II, I'm sorry, World War I started before.
I don't think Nancy ran things for Ronald. I don't think he was ever at that point in his presidency where she was running things. I don't think, I mean, he had a lot of people around him. I think that would probably be more fair to say, but... for her, I mean, she had the Just Say No to Drugs campaign, which she took a lot of heat for that one, actually.
Yeah.
And she was also seen as someone who was one of those really strong, sort of protective wives that got her some attention.
So, under the circumstances...
That's a good thing. I don't think that's a negative. It's weird what people think is a negative trait, you know? Being protective of your husband and wanting to help maintain his image, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Yeah, there are people who ask, what's Michelle Obama done? She did a lot of things when it came to food and women's rights and stuff like that, didn't she? I mean, what would you say?
Well, not women's rights. Jennifer? She was kids. And
school lunch. Yeah, kids. School lunch campaign, school kids fitness, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
And she and Jill Biden did a lot with veterans, families, and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. So, in your mind, both of you, I don't want to put words in your mouth, all three of these ladies either are or have accomplished things that are of significance. I just find it interesting. Melania Trump's numbers are about 7 or 8 points higher than her husband's at the moment in terms of favorability.
Well, it's easier to like her. I mean, she doesn't say anything. She just stands and looks pretty.
Well, so isn't that the case with all of them, more or less, in certain times? I don't know that Melania Trump, Michelle Obama was out of the box involved in all kinds of things.
No, and I think actually that's why people like them, because they're not making policy. So I think you'll find that most first ladies, if we looked back, are probably at times more popular than their husband for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought you'd be interested in that. Now let's talk some food news, shall we? At 43 past the hour, brought to you by the folks that are bringing you Vine Ripen Wonderfulness. The tasty lead tomato that has more lycopene, the most powerful antioxidant around, than anything else that is grown on a vine. Tasty Lee tomatoes. It's Tasty-Lee tomatoes, certified by the American Heart Association as heart healthy. Now, this is something that you want to, if you haven't familiarized yourself with them and it yet, you ought to. We've been exposed, shall we say, to the taste, to the firmness, to the quality. All of us have gotten our Tasty Lee tomatoes, and we found when we opened up the package, this is really something that's out of the ordinary. And the fact you can get tomatoes shipped to you is out of the ordinary. You can also find them at your local grocery store, that's for sure. Tasty Lee is everywhere. But they have this, I don't know whether it is, the smell when you cut them open.
They smell like they actually came from the earth.
they smell like real food.
Yeah, right, they do.
It's
wonderful.
And that's why you like them. Use them for all kinds of recipes. As a matter of fact, go to tastylee.com, tasty with an I, -lee.com. Find a lot of healthy recipes there, things to do with these tomatoes. And I guess the bottom line is you enjoy the smell, enjoy the taste. Enjoy the fun you're going to have by cooking up a lot of different things with these tomatoes. Tasty with an I, -lee.com. Check out the recipes, find out where you can get them, or order them online. Tastylee.com. So let's see what we have in the food news department. There's a new vodka on the market. I say this. There's a distillery in England making vodka from milk.
Yes.
It's called Black Cow Vodka.
Love it.
Developed by a dairy farmer named Jason Barber, whose family's been producing cheddar cheese for a couple of hundred years. So he has 250 cows, and he gets the curds for the cheese, and then the whey is converted into vodka. How about that, boys and girls?
Well, you know, you can make vodka out, you can make vodka out of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, all it is it's like I could. We have when the cows have silage, it distills itself. In essence, it's a grain based. Anything that's grain based, you can use that for making some kind of a malt or a mix. So, who would like to drink this stuff? I mean, vodka doesn't really have a taste to it, does it? Vodka is tasteless?
I'm a vodka drinker, and they definitely have different flavors.
They say really? It's tasteless, but there's definitely a taste to it.
Hmm.
So, Doug, when you get your one cow to make your raw milk, you can also start making small batches of vodka.
I could do that. And
we can all come visit and drink some vodka on the farm.
A grass-fed small batch vodka? That's awesome. I mean, that's people in Brooklyn just heard me say that right now, and they're salivating because all the hipsters are going to want that. So, Doug, get on it.
Hipsters. All right, I'll get on it. And speaking of getting on things, sports news coming right up in 60 seconds here.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico. You understand what it means when Geico says 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in your car insurance, right? You could probably, I don't want you to go now, but when we go into the next commercial break, let's go to geico.com, all right, and see what we can save. You got a motorcycle, you can save it on that. Meanwhile, however, it is sports time with Biff and Biff, the story of Tony Romo. Who has been with the Dallas Cowboys. Where is he going?
We don't know. He's just not going to be a Dallas Cowboy anymore. He was released by the franchise. He's the all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns. And
So why would they let him go?
Well, because he was gone for most of the season. He was injured last season, and they did pretty well without him. So I think they want to bring someone in that's a little younger, and they can mold
doesn't
a little better.
Cost him $14 million.
Well, his backup, that's true. And he's 37. That's kind of the end of the road for quarterbacks, unless you're Tom Brady. So
good thing it's not the end of the road
exceptions.
For radio people.
Yeah, right. But Dak Prescott has been, he did pretty well, so they're just going to throw all their weight behind him. But the rumor is that Tony Romo is going to go to the Denver Broncos.
They love people on their way out.
Yeah. All right, Alex
I'll have
Rodriguez.
A hard time because I love the Broncos and I do not love Tony Romo. So
Alex Rodriguez, speaking of people going out, joining Fox Sports.
He's dating J-Lo, too.
Is he?
Yeah, that broke last night. Yep.
J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez?
Yep.
A-Rod and J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. J-Rod.
Really?
They already have a name.
No. Oh, okay, so that kind of supplants the other part of the story.
That's our interesting part.
Spoiler alert.
A-Rod News. A-Rod News, 10 before the hour.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you.
call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Let's get our focus on your health and well-being. Time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist and experienced doctor for decades. He's been talking to people on the radio with me, and here he is to go through some of the important stories being published in the journals of medicine this week, starting with something I think that we were onto a week or two ago, Ken, if I remember correctly. I remember you talked about depression and what happens. Depression wasn't thought of, or I guess I never thought of it as being a physical problem, but apparently it is. It affects people's hearts.
It's amazing, yes. This is going to be presented at the American College of Cardiology meeting in a week or two. Heart patients, Doug, who subsequently developed depression, may be about twice as likely to die over the next 10 years as those without mental health problems. Depression, which is common after a heart diagnosis, appears to be a greater predictor of death than the type of heart disease, smoking, diabetes status, or even age. Depressed patients without heart disease are at an increased risk of cardiovascular disease compared to non-depressed patients, and depressed patients with heart disease are at an increased risk of poor outcomes, including death, when compared to non-depressed patients with heart disease. You know, I don't know a good cardiologist, Doug, who is not part-time psychiatrist.
Well, don't you have to deal with people that come in to your office who are very depressed because they aren't getting proper blood flow, or they can feel their heart weakening, or they've got problems they didn't imagine they were going to have? And that's whenever you're... whether it's heart disease, cancer, anything like that, it's got to be very depressive.
There's an amazing connection between the heart and the brain, and people have reactive depressions when they find out that the motor's not working the way it should.
Mm-hmm. All right, so one of the things I remember we talked about at one point in time is how to get over depression. One of them is exercising. Get a lot of exercise, and the blood moves around, because depression is a factor of bad circulation, in part, is it not? When you're not getting a lot of blood to your brain does crazy things. So this information about interval training could be a good thing for all of us in a number of different ways. What about getting over depression? What is this? It referred to as the fountain of youth. I don't know what interval training is. Do I do it and I don't know I'm doing it?
Well, let's talk about it, because, you know, I've been saying lately the best drug that I prescribe is exercise. Mm-hmm. And this comes out of Cell Metabolism this week. Doug, exercise, particularly high-intensity interval training, encourages your cells to make more proteins to feed their energy-producing machinery, and this can actually slow down the aging process. So to answer your question, high-intensity interval training involves short bursts of intense aerobic activity within a stretch of more moderate exercise. For example, intermittently sprinting for 30 seconds in the middle of a moderate pace jog, that would be a good example of interval training. Doing your aerobic activity and then just putting in a burst of high-intensity activity, that's what we're talking about.
All right, so changing it up as you're doing whatever your normal routine is, in a manner of speaking. That's what it sounds like to me.
Some people do 30, 20, 10. 30 seconds regular, 10, 20 a little bit faster, and then 10 high intensity.
Really?
Some people will do it a little longer, but that's a common workout.
All right, so that's interesting. Whether you're using machines, weights, that kind of stuff, it applies there too?
This is for aerobics. And again, when you're going to do this, make sure you've been checked out and your doctor says
doctor
it's okay.
Says okay. Speaking of doctors saying things are okay, Dr. Ken says we all ought to be using a shot of Super Beats every day. Why don't you explain what that does to your energy level?
Well, this comes out of Nobel Prize-winning medical research from 1998, discovered in 1988, even after I graduated from medical school. So you don't learn about this. So many doctors don't know about it. It's the third important gas of the body. The cells use it to communicate. The blood cells use it to get through into the arteries, the pipes that let the blood flow from head to toe. The red blood cells, we all know from high school biology, carry oxygen, but they also carry nitric oxide, this third gas, and they need to first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide to let them in. It's like a garage door opener. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, everything doesn't work properly. You don't get oxygen from head to toe. You don't feel very well, and you have to continuously remake this nitric oxide, so you need the building blocks, and that's where these products, Neo 40 and Superbeats, come in.
When you order your first supply, getting in on the bandwagon of Superbeats, you get an extra month free, an extra 30-day supply. Order now at 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice, 800-655-4183.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.